Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 89 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southeast 10 to 20 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows around 74, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 88. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA issuing its acreage report June 30th. Ben Cash with Bauer Trading says he expects the markets will be watching the report closely.
Yeah, it definitely is. Obviously, it's all subject to change. It seems like they don't get it really dialed in on what the acreage really is until much later, possibly even the January report. That being said, the market's going to watch it closely. We have had a late go at planting here, particularly in the northern parts of the Midwest, up in Minnesota, South Dakota, and eastern North Dakota. So it's going to be hard to really dial in. I think the market's having trouble really dialing in what that report's going
to
say.
Markets don't know what to expect because some spring planting plans may have changed at the last minute.
Are we going to get a very accurate number from that report? Talking to my clients here, we may see more corn acres through these I states. We had really good planting weather. Iowa, Nebraska, Indiana, Illinois, for the most part, price was great. Still is pretty good. I think corn did buy some acres down here in the heart of the Midwest, now up in the northern areas. We could see a switch to spring wheat, also to soybeans. Struggled to get any of those crops in, but I think they may have shifted away because their window's so tight up there. I think probably the acres are going to be a lot closer to what we already had in March because of those shifts. Less corn acres up north and more corn acres in the heart of the Midwest. I think the acreage number will probably be closer to that March planting intentions report that we've seen.
He says the level of uncertainty heading into this year's acreage report is unprecedented.
I think it's uncharted territory. I mean, we're at very elevated levels. There's a lot of profitability and a lot of different crops at this point. Input costs is factored into a lot of decision making all the time. I mean, every year, but even more important, there's definitely a lot more risk associated as far as producer this year than we've seen in years past here, because the levels that we're seeing on prices, fuel, input costs, fertilizer, chemical, all that, if you're on lower producing ground, there's a lot of alternatives out there. So I think it's going to be very difficult to dial in this year.
With this Ag Business Update from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A Sedgwick County judge has denied a change of plea motion for Charity Blackman. Blackman is charged with first-degree murder and possession of a firearm by a felon in the death of 54-year-old Merrill Rebus. On Thursday, Blackman said she wanted to withdraw her guilty plea to a second-degree murder charge. She argued that she was pressured to take the plea and didn't have enough time to make a decision. She also said she wanted to present new evidence. A judge reviewed her arguments and denied Blackman's motion to withdraw her plea. Evergy will recover what the Kansas Corporation Commission called extraordinary costs incurred during the February 2021 winter storm. The settlement agreement means the average Evergy Central residential customer's monthly bill will increase by $2.82 for 2 years starting in April of next year. Evergy Metro residential customers will see a $6.60 monthly credit for 1 year. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. During the busy harvest season, affordable parts are only a phone call away. For more than 40 years, Abilene Machine has been a trusted source for quality ag replacement parts. Need augers, chaffers, or chains for your combine, or parts for your tractor? Abilene Machine stocks new, remanufactured, and used parts that meet or exceed original equipment manufacturer specs, but are priced below OEM. For pricing, inventory, and 24-hour ordering, visit them online at AbilineMachine.com.
The Overland Park Police Department has confirmed that two people have died following a shooting Thursday morning in the 8400 block of England Street. Police stated officers received a call at 9 a.m. from Frank Mayfield that someone had been shot. When law enforcement arrived at his house, they found him and his wife Donna dead. It is being investigated as a murder-suicide. Both Frank and Donna Mayfield were 87 years old. She had been on hospice care, police said. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have issued several more public health advisories for Kansas lakes due to blue-green algae. A harmful algal bloom known as HAB may look like foam or paint floating on the water and may be colored blue, bright green, brown, or red, and the blooms can develop rapidly. If you or your dog come into contact with algae, rinse the area with clean, fresh water. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. With the special election to replace former Congressman Jeff Fortenberry next Tuesday, a number of people are voting early. Outside the Sarpy County Election Commissioner's office is where Nebraskans for Medical Marijuana are trying to capitalize on that and collect signatures to get the issue on the November ballot. They need 50,000 Nebraskans to sign the petition in the next 2 weeks. On May 23rd, around 11 a.m., Scotts Bluff police executed a search warrant at 1809 Fifth Avenue. Police reported 49-year-old Joe Enders at the residence during the time of the search. SPD said they found two Ziploc bags containing meth, plastic wrap containing marijuana, and several smoking devices. The meth reportedly weighed in at 31 grams. The marijuana weighed in at 1.3 grams. Enders was arrested and charged with possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tubby and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Grilling season is upon us, and at Yoder Meats, we know that folks like to celebrate July 4th with a backyard barbecue. We've got everything you need to do it upright, so stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location this week and get the brats, burgers, steaks, ribs, and all the other meat you need. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Frankfurt Development Trust was recently awarded an $82,000 Heritage Trust Fund grant through the Kansas Historical Society to be used toward preservation of the historic Frankfurt School Building. Cole Fredrickson was named athletic director at Marysville Junior Senior High at the recent school board meeting. He's been with the district for 15 years, serving as head wrestling coach, and last year was named assistant principal, posts which he will maintain. In addition, Ben Wartenberger will assume the post of head girls high school basketball coach following the resignation of Amy Renier. He has 15 years experience as girls head coach at Remington High School and has taught in the Marysville district since 2018. Marysville School Board accepted the resignations of Amy Renier as junior, senior high special ed teacher and girls basketball coach, and Jamie Miniman as band director. They hired Paige Howard as elementary teacher and approved transfer of Blake Nations to instrumental music and band director. Community National Bank of Seneca is finalizing a merger with Vision Bank of Topeka, resulting in a combined $900 million institution with seven Kansas locations serving Seneca, Sabetha, Tonganoxie, Basser, Topeka, and Overland Park. Community National was founded by local investors in 1984 and has a division, CNB Custody, which administers retirement accounts. That office is located in Seneca. Homestead Days and Beatrice run through Sunday. Among other events, a cruise night is planned Friday, 6 to 7:30, with the annual Jayhusker Swap Meet in the park Saturday and Sunday. Homestead Days Parade is Saturday morning at 10, with crafts and demonstrations from 10 to 4, and a car show Saturday afternoon, noon to 6. Full schedule is online at homesteaddays.com. Hanover Days of 49 continue Friday and Saturday with Moore's Greater Amusements operating each evening. Full details of all events are on the Hanover Days of 49 Facebook page. Free entertainment each evening with the Soul Preachers Friday and the Joker Band Saturday nights at 9. Parades are Friday at 6:30 and Saturday at 5:30. And a new event added this year is an open tractor show. That event runs Friday and Saturday. The Marshall County Historical Society annual meeting will be Sunday, June 26th, 2 until 4 p.m. at the Arts Center in Marysville. No potluck, but they will have a pie contest. Bring your favorite pie when the judges have chosen the winner. All pies will be served along with homemade ice cream. They will include a program by Sharon Luchon from Axtell, who will speak on the 150th celebration upcoming and the history of the Axtell community. Public is welcome Sunday, June 26th. Historical Society meeting 2 to 4 p.m. at the Arts Center in Marysville. Josephine A. Pleahall, age 90 of Wymore, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday at 1 at the Wymore Methodist Church. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Friday 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Josephine Pleahall. Faye K. Downey, age 75 of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Monday, 5 until 7. At Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Faye Downey. Marjorie A. Bergman, age 93 of Lillis, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Lillis. Burial in the church cemetery. Family will greet friends Monday, 6 until 8 p.m. at the church. Rosary at 7. Campanella Stewart, funeral home of Walmigo, in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Bergman. Ruth L. Dorn, age 86 of Wymore, passed away June 8th. Graveside service Tuesday, June 28th, 11 a.m. at the Christ Lutheran Cemetery, Rural Pickerel. Visitation Monday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 7 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Ruth Dorn. Audrey L. Searcy, age 86, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 6 until 7:30. Laughlin Hove Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Louise Searcy. Mary E. Lamberding Wimpy, age 94 of Manhattan, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service is planned July 4th at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, with details to follow. Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Mary Lamberding Wimpy.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Friday, the Days of 49 celebration continues in Hanover with a tractor show. Parade begins at 6:30 with a cornhole tournament following, and the Soul Preachers on stage live at 9. The tractor show continues Saturday with another parade at 5:30. The Joker Band performs, along with fireworks at dusk. It's the Days of 49 in Hanover. Don't miss the excitement Friday and Saturday. Your invitation from these merchants. B&W Electric, electric and plumbing, heating and air, installation, backhoe and trenching service. OK Service, fuel, tires, service work and more. Your first choice for maintenance and service to keep you rolling. Orville Gineman Construction, Dozer Construction, soil conservation, hauling and demolition. Hanover Mortuary, providing professional, caring services. Let them be of assistance in your time of need. Main Street Market, community-owned grocery with meat, produce, canned goods and more.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. More showers and thunderstorms possible today, and some showers may be severe throughout Iowa and Nebraska. With our highs in the mid-80s throughout Iowa, the mid-80s and upper 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. More showers are likely overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the mid-50s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the lower 70s throughout Missouri. A slight chance for some showers throughout the day on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the mid-70s and upper 80s throughout Nebraska, the mid-80s and upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 90s throughout Missouri. More showers will be possible throughout Saturday night and clearing up on Sunday. Cooler on Sunday with our highs in the 70s and 80s by Monday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late June, 88. Record high on this date, 108. The average low, 67. The record low, 49. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:02. Early morning thunderstorms. We brought about 1.25 inches to our rain gauge here at Marysville.
Before satellites and weather radar, folks watched insects and livestock for their weather alerts. Some old-time wisdom today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 24th, the 175th day of the year. Musician Mick Fleetwood has a birthday, and today is Midsummer Day, traditionally observed as the halfway point between planting and harvest. If your crops are in need of a good soaking, here's some time-tested folklore that can tell you if a storm is brewing. One legend goes, bees will not swarm before a near storm. Another says lightning in the south is a sure sign of drought. Some old-timers believe lightning without thunder meant fair weather was coming. And some are convinced that cows know exactly what weather is approaching. If one scratches its ear, a shower is near. If it thumps its ribs with its tail, expect thunder, lightning, or hail. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find our weather predictions and your local forecast at almanac.com.
When severe weather approaches, our listening area count on KNDY for severe storm coverage. Teaming our local resources with the weatherology meteorologists and the National Weather Service, we'll keep you ahead of a storm. Stay safe, stay informed. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDYRadio.com, and our free mobile apps, which you can download for either Android or Apple devices. Thanks to our severe weather sponsors.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
State Auto, a friend you can depend on.
Do you know the total value of your personal possessions? On a quick guess, you probably would underestimate considerably. Your independent State Auto insurance agent can help you estimate the value of the items you own so you can maintain coverage in case they're lost, stolen, or destroyed. Making sure you're adequately covered is one of his biggest responsibilities.
Talk to your independent State Auto agent, Justin Dragoston, in Washington at 325-2263 or in Concordia at 243-3436.
Bruce's Body Shop in Marysville is ready to help with your body repair, refinishing, and collision work. They offer total glass installation and feature 24-hour wrecker service. If it's an accident, hail damage, or other automotive repairs, drop by the shop at 410 North 6th in Marysville. Bruce's Body Shop. Help with body repair, refinishing, and collision work, 24-hour wrecker service, and glass installation.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Cleveland Cavaliers selected KU guard Ochai Agbaji with the 14th overall pick in the 2022 NBA Draft. Agbaji led the 2022 national champions with 18.8 points per game. Agbaji is the first Jayhawk to be picked in the top 15 of the NBA draft since 2017. And seven picks later, the Denver Nuggets selected KU guard Christian Brown with the 21st overall pick of the 2022 NBA draft. A Burlington, Kansas native, Brown played at Blue Valley Northwest High School before coming to KU. Brown and Agbaji are the first KU duo to go in the first round since Andrew Wiggins and Joel Embiid in 2014. Manhattan, Kansas native Trevor Hudgens is reportedly getting a shot at the NBA. ESPN reports the Manhattan High School graduate and Northwest Missouri State product is signing a two-way contract with the Houston Rockets. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Derby's Dylan Edwards announced his commitment on Thursday to play at K-State. The announcement was made at Derby High School. Edwards is a running back and is the 2021-22 Gatorade Player of the Year. This past season, the 5'9", 165-pound junior rushed for 2,603 yards and 38 touchdowns, averaging 12.5 yards per carry, leading the Panthers to the Class 6A state championship game. He also caught 8 passes for 101 yards and a touchdown, and he returned 2 punts and a kickoff for scores. Edwards will begin his senior year at Derby in the fall. If you're headed to the ballpark in downtown Wichita this summer, expect a change. The Wind Search confirmed it has dropped the 8% ballpark development fee. Team officials said the decision was based on inflation and rising costs. The Wind Search said it implemented the fee earlier this year to recoup an initial $10 million investment in technology costs when the stadium was built. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
At Galloway Uyghurs in Brinegar, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brinegar, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan. Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
When storm clouds close in on your vehicle, rely on Dave's Body Shop to make everything right again. From paintless dent removal to more extensive hail damage, windshield repair and replacement, and more. Dave's Body Shop offers the experience that gets the job done. Let them go to work for you. Whether it's storm damage or an accident, call on Dave's Body Shop west of Marysville on the Pony Express Highway. For 24-hour towing, call them at 562-3283.
In a moment, I'll take you to a small room about the size of a large walk-in closet that's insured for $25 million. What's in it? Not jewels or gold or anything technological. Rather, it's something rare, old, and one of the few places in the world where the public can come and see it. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Go to the basement of the Museum of the Big Bend in Alpine, Texas, and Matt Walter can show you a vault with some amazing pieces.
We do have an amazing map collection here, all from Jan and Marty Davis. And Marty Davis was a 40-year map collector.
This collector wanted a way to share his pastime with the public.
Marty said there's enough maps around the world that are being held in storage, but people don't get to see. He goes, I want to do exhibits. I want to be able to, people come and see these maps.
They received the first donation of 700 maps in 2005 and have received more maps from Marty's family over the years. There are some extremely rare maps here.
One of the ones we have is the Austin Tanner map by a cartographer named Tanner in Philadelphia, based on the 300 pages of notes that General Stephen F. Austin sent to him. And we have the only one that could actually be traced back to the Austin family.
Another rare map helped Indian agents with their work.
One of our pride and joy is the 1867 Kilo map of the Indian reservations. This is the only complete copy known to exist that belonged to one of the Indian agents. And that's why this map was made, so the Indian agents could get to their reservation.
There are many rare maps here. It is truly a treasure.
You can place a value on them, and we know what Marty paid for them, but they're not replaceable. You can't go buy another copy of it, so it's very hard to place a value. Right now, you're sitting in a room that I believe we insure for $25 million.
The public can see the maps, but they should schedule ahead for a tour. Matt or the staff usually need to handle the maps with much care. They enjoy sharing stories about those maps, their rarity, and how they shape the course of national and world events. Traveling the countryside in Alpine, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.
Looking for beneficial plants that aren't fussy? Grow some wildflowers. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Wildflowers bring you pollinators for free and improve the soil as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Wildflowers have survived floods, drought, sandy soil, clay soil, and other extremes for millions of years. They're still around and offering tremendous assets to our ecosystems, including helping pollinators. Miriam Goldberger owns a wildflower farm in Canada and has written a book about the plant's benefits. She says from a scientific, ecological, and biological point of view, wildflowers are necessary for our native pollinators to survive. They provide the perfect pollen and nectar.
All the pollinators are evolutionarily linked together, the pollinators and the wildflowers, so that when you are only providing what they call alien plants, that is to say plants that aren't true wildflowers, to pollinators, you're essentially providing them low-grade nutrition or no nutrition.
Pollinators are attracted to familiar sights and scents, and while they're visiting wildflowers, they'll also pollinate your fruits and vegetables. Wildflowers are beneficial above ground, but they also improve what's under the dirt.
If you look at meadow ecosystems where the grasses have wide fibrous roots and the wildflowers have vertical roots that extend down into the soil, they function to do everything to improve the soil quality. And there's whole groups of wildflowers that thrive in pure clay soil called the clay busters. They break up soil, they add nutrients.
There are wildflowers to suit any soil type, and your garden doesn't have to look like a prairie to be beneficial. Showy plants such as blanket flower and coneflowers are stunning to see and loved by pollinators. Find the best wildflowers for your area at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I will never cease to praise Him.
welcome to another edition of the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. I'm your host, Max Blasky, as always. Today, I'm joined by Matt Jandra, a chamber committee member from Hanover, part of organizing the Days of 49. How are you doing today, Matt?
No, I'm doing wonderful today. Thanks for asking, Max. How about yourself?
Not too bad. So now going into Saturday, the last day, Matt, what do we got for wrap-ups coming up?
If you somehow missed the tractor show on Friday, you have no reason to miss it on Saturday because it is all day. So come out and see the tractors. If you can't do it Friday, we will be doing it again on Saturday. That'll just be something that just brings a whole bunch of people out to get together just for a good time. And then, again on Saturday, we have the parade. Starts an hour earlier, 5:30 on Saturday. Parade number 2. Going to be an awesome parade. Plenty of floats, plenty of music, just good times had by all during the parade. Mm-hmm. And then that evening, we have the Joker Band. And then we cap off the weekend with fireworks at dark. That alone is going to be worth the trip.
Now, is there going to be a place for beverages, concessions, drinks, whatnot?
In the evenings, the community building up there at the grounds will be open, and there will be several places where you will be able to get in and have all sorts of different kinds of food and drinks, something that's just going to fit everybody from young to old.
I would be remiss if we didn't mention the carnival, Matt, for Saturday. Is there a way you can buy wristbands or armbands for that?
There will be the ability to buy tickets or wristbands on Saturday. It's just going to be a great weekend. Fun time, hopefully great weather, and it'll be nice to just spend it, you know, with a lot of good people having a fun time.
Once again, I want to thank Matt Jandra for joining me on KNDY, and don't forget to get over to Hanover for Days of 49. Well, that'll do it for me, and we will just see you all again next week.
A new book says the time to start restoring soil health is now. Up next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
To close out my week-long series on the new book, What Your Food Ate, co-authors Ann Beclay and David Montgomery have a call to action. Montgomery sees a phase-in for changing the way we grow crops.
We're not going to change agriculture overnight. It's going to take some time to actually develop regenerative practices, demonstrate them in different regions, convince farmers of the wisdom of adopting them and demonstrate that wisdom. It's realistic to think that we could transition agriculture over the next couple decades, which, you know, is actually remarkably fast when you think about changing something as large as the global agricultural enterprise. But we really don't have the luxury of a lot of time to do it.
Beclay concurs, adding that we have the tools in place.
We know the problems and the plight of soil as a result of agriculture, and the science that has been coming out, you know, in recent decades is also pointing to solutions. So we're now, I think, uniquely poised to say we've got the problem, we've got the science to know what the solutions are, and so now is the time to strike.
Again, the book is called What Your Food Ate, and you can learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency, along with the Army Corps of Engineers, concluded their series of roundtables this week. gathering stakeholders' thoughts on changing the Waters of the U.S. rule. And Courtney Briggs, American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of Government Affairs, says that the goal of these events was to find some regional differences on the discussion.
The roundtables are wrapping up this week. There are 10 in total, and the point of these roundtables is to talk about the regional differences as it pertains to WOTUS, because WOTUS plays out very differently based on what region of the country you're in.
She goes on to say, however, the discussions won't be considered in some of the rulemaking processes.
There's been some roundtables that have been very well balanced and have brought different perspectives to the table to talk about regional differences, but there certainly have been some that have been very one-sided, and those have been concerning because they have failed to bring to the table a mainstream agricultural representative. But one of the biggest concerns is the agencies have stated that they are not going to use these roundtables as part of the regulatory process, and it really begs the question, what is the point of these roundtables?
She says the rulemaking process continues, but the Supreme Court will weigh in soon as well.
We expect that the agencies will release a finalized rule at some point this calendar year, but all attention is now turning to the Supreme Court. They have announced that they will hear oral arguments in Sackett versus the EPA on October 3rd. So that will be the first case that they will hear next session, and that case has the potential to provide a lot of clarity and certainty for the regulated community.
The debate on the Waters of the U.S. rule continues with the different agricultural committees in Washington, D.C., along with the Environmental Protection Agency, and they hope that some of the roundtables and input from farmers across the nation will have a say in how the rules may change. That again was Courtney Briggs, the American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of Government Affairs.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tubby and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Hi, it's Trace Tall with the Mid-America News Network. Join myself along with Rick Everett every day right here on your favorite radio station and the Mid-America News Network. We're your source for information on the latest current events and breaking news across the Mid-America region. From the latest legislation in Topeka to events happening in your local community, we'll give you the news that you can use all day long. Plus sports recaps from your favorite teams, business and stock news, and more. It's the Mid-America News Network. Stay informed.
Landall Company is hiring assemblers, welders, fabrication, and painters at both the Marysville and Waterville locations. Landall Company offers stable employment, excellent wages and a benefit package, and growth opportunities. $500 to $1,000 hiring bonuses, plus their newest benefit, fuel allowance. Apply online or learn more at Landall.com or phone 562-5381. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer, welcoming vets and those with disability.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Senate Agriculture Committee approved bills today authorizing USDA to mandate minimum levels of cash trading in cattle and establish a special investigator office at USDA to probe allegations of unfair marketing practices. The committee approved both bills by voice vote. The Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act of 2022 was approved with opposition from the committee's ranking Republican, John Bozeman of Arkansas, and Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas. Bozeman said it's not the mandatory minimum of Senate Bill 4030. He would support it. He said the bills are born out of frustration. He said many of the frustrations that he shares. He says he thinks the industry, the ranch families, and rural communities will all suffer if they insert the federal government into day-to-day business decisions. Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow of Michigan said the bills will make progress towards a more competitive, transparent, and fair supply chain that is better for American farmers and better able to keep food on the table. Ag lending in U.S. farm banks increased 5.5% in 2021 to $99.6 billion. That according to the American Bankers Association annual farm bank performance report. That report attributes the change to a 7.5% increase in outstanding loans secured by farmland and a 2.9% increase in ag production loans. According to the report, farmland continues to provide a strong equity base for producers to tap as land values saw strong growth in 2021 after plateauing for several years. The report says in 2021, farm banks continue to perform strongly amid ongoing challenges from COVID. Looking ahead to the second half of 2022, the ag sector, it says, will continue to face challenges resulting from the war in Ukraine, inflationary pressures, and ongoing supply chain disruptions. Nevertheless, farm banks are well positioned, it says, to continue supporting the customers and the communities they serve well into the future. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Heaster & Associates will conduct a large two-day live auction June 25th and 26th at the fairgrounds in Syracuse, Nebraska. Numerous antiques, including furniture, kitchen and household, crocks, advertising items, and primitives, glassware, a very large assortment of antique hand tools, and children's metal toys and games, plus guns and ammo, trading cards, hit-and-miss motors, and miscellaneous. See the sale bill online, GoEaster.com. Two sale rings both days, Saturday and Sunday, June 25th and 26th, at the Kimmel Arena on the Otoe County Fairgrounds at Syracuse. Sale conducted by Easter & Associates. GoEaster.com online.
We feed our livestock healthier diets than we feed ourselves. If you want to boost your nutrition and health, start eating like a pig on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
To human diet dilemmas might come from pigs, which are an excellent substitute for humans when studying nutrition. Pigs and humans have similar gastrointestinal systems, body composition, and nutritional requirements. Dr. Eric Berg is a professor of animal sciences at North Dakota State University and is using pigs to study American diets. He says the Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN put together a report looking at protein quality in human diets. It found what swine producers already know. The focus isn't crude protein. Producers look at balancing the rations for amino acids.
That corn, that grain by itself isn't going to have a complete amino acid profile. So you bring beans in with it. You bring lentil or you bring pulses in with it. So that combination gives you the essential amino acids. So this group said that iron deficiency and essential amino acid deficiency are what's causing the majority of health and obesity problems around the world.
In Berg's study, one set of pigs were fed a typical human diet high in sugar. The results were telling.
They never gained any muscle on what the average American ate. Fat depth, they gained a lot of fat. By the end of the three-month study, we're down below 35% muscle on what the chunky average American eats.
Some pigs lost their hair, developed acne, and brittle bones. Berg says they had to stop the study after 3 months because the stuff we eat was considered an inhumane diet. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about why Berg is telling us to eat like pigs at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Ag markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Friday today. Markets wrapping up in just a little bit. We're seeing things kind of back and forth throughout the day today. Corn's been pretty consistent. Wheat's been back and forth throughout the day. Soybeans have been moving in the upward direction as the day's gone on here. So we'll see how we close in just a little bit on a pretty volatile Friday today. July corn is up right now 11 cents, sitting at 7.57¾. September corn's up 16¼ cents, 6.83 even a bushel. In the wheat market, July KC wheat's down 7 cents at 9.98 even a bushel. September's down 7½ cents to 10.03¼. Over in the bean market, mostly higher numbers here as July soybeans are sitting up 21½ cents to 16.15 even. August up by 17¼ to 15.24. And a half. Meal market seeing some decent gains here with July meal sitting up $6.08 at $4.33½. The oil also up $2.12 right now at $69.83. Cotton market's taking the biggest hit today. They are on a downward spiral. July cotton is down $36.32 right now, sitting at $100 even a bushel. October's down $1.09 at $107.92. And the oats market is mixed on the day right now with July oats slightly higher, up 1¾ cents. To $6 even. The September is down 8¼ to 5.42¼ cents. Livestock market kind of mixed on the board right now as well. After starting off mostly higher on the day, as live cattle for June's up 10 cents at 135.35. August live cattle down 47 cents at 133.40. In the feeder cattle market, August is down 2.22, sitting at 172.62 cents, with the lean hogs for July up 2½ at 111.05 overall. U.S. dollar index today a little bit slower, losing some of the gains we saw from yesterday. September index is down 20 cents at 103.98. We have 30-year bonds for September down just slightly, 136.40, and the 10-year notes down at 117.14.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tuppy and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Jones Electrical Contractor, Inc. invites everyone to come on out to Homestead Days in Beatrice starting on June 22nd. Check out everything there is to offer, including a parade, fun run, several vendors, fireworks, and much more. From Adams Electrical Contractor, Incorporated in Beatrice, with over 25 years of experience. Professional Barber Stylist is excited for Homestead Days in Beatrice starting June 22nd. There will be activities for the whole family, including a car show, parade, good food, and much more for everyone to enjoy. From Professional Barber Stylist in Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable. Clausen & Sons Dirt Work, Inc. invites listeners to Homestead Days in Beatrice from June 22nd through the 26th. Come on out and celebrate the homesteading heritage. Clausen & Sons Dirt Work, Inc. in Beatrice, providing all types of dirt work services, including tree clearing, pond dredging, excavations, and more.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.